Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Posada. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Posada reaches third base with a triple. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Posada scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Berberet drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gurnett for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berberet is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McManus pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to first to double up Tuttle. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Posada. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Posada steals second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Posada moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Posada tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Posada hits a fly ball towards right. Colavito catches it and throws to first to double up Lump. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Frank Larry. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Yost is hit by the pitch. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Eddie Yost. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Virgil trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 3 in the game. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Dave Sisler now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Bob Davis now pitching. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Dick Gurnett. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Colavito moves to second. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berberet is walked intentionally. Hank Foyles pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Al Kaline pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. Colavito scores. Foyles moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.